This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? This is a special edition of Beat Migs because we are going all the way to yesterday. And we have Neil at the Climate Pledge for the Kraken game to take you on, Steve.
All right, Sarah, we're here at the Kraken game. Home opener. It's the Kraken versus the Blues. And we found somebody to play Beat Migs.
Oh, we sure did. He is so excited. We're here with Neil. Neil, say what's up.
What's up, everybody? Looking forward to this.
Ooh, and this is your first time ever trying to beat Migs,
this
yeah?
This is my very first time. I listen to you guys every day.
I love that. All right. So you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You get 3 guesses per question.
Oh, yeah.
And you can pass all you want.
Okay.
Neil, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
What is the name of the Kraken mascot?
Bowie.
You know it. Nirvana had the hit song titled Smells Like What?
Team Spirit.
Yeah, yeah. What NHL player holds the record for the fastest player to score 50 goals in a season?
Matty Berniers?
No.
Yama Yager.
No. The most famous hockey player.
Gretzky.
Yes, correct. How many seasons did Dave Pascal coach
3
for the... Correct. Seth Rogen plays Officer Michaels in what 2007 comedy?
Say it again.
Seth Rogen plays Officer Michaels in what 2007 comedy?
Oh, it's with the kids in the cop car. Superbad.
Correct. What is the largest organ of the human body?
Skin.
Correct. Neil Patrick Harris played Barney in what sitcom?
Barney? Wasn't his one when he was a little kid being the doctor.
How I Met Your Mother.
Something About Your Mother?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, wow. How'd you know? The Hockey Hall of Fame is located in what country?
It's in Toronto, Canada.
Correct. If you were born today in 1998, how old would you be turning?
26.
What? Oh, my gosh. Tallahassee.
You can ask one more.
Tallahassee is the capital of what U.S. state?
Florida.
Okay.
No way.
What happened?
You got a perfect 10.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's bring Steve back. Hold on.
All right, hold on a second. I'm hitting pause. I feel like he had a little bit of help from a lifeline by the name of Danny V.
Isn't Danny supposed to be your hype man, not Neil's hype man?
You know, I was just holding the phone. There was some random guy that came and just heard that what we were doing. He just kept giving out the answers.
Was it Captain Jordan Eberle?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Are you guys going to break up?
What kind of stupid question is that? Our love is stronger than this. Nothing can tear us apart.
Nothing.
Wow.
All right, we got Steve back.
Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the name of the Kraken mascot?
Bowie.
How'd you know that? Nirvana had the hit song Smells Like What?
Team Spirit.
How did you know that?
So smart.
What NHL player holds the record for the fastest player to score 50 goals in a season?
Ooh, Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah, of course. How many seasons did Dave Haskell coach for the Kraken?
Haskell? Three?
Yes. Seth Rogen plays Officer Michaels in what 2007 comedy?
Superbad.
Yeah, yeah. What is the largest organ of the human body?
There are children here, Sarah. The brain.
No.
The liver.
No.
The lungs.
No. Neil Patrick Harris played Barney in what sitcom?
How I Met Your Mother.
Correct. The Hockey Hall of Fame is located in what country?
Canada.
Of course you know that.
It was a little Kraken dog.
If you were born... Oh!
Oh my God, you had a little Kraken jersey.
If you were born today in 1998, how old would you be turning?
34. There are a lot of dogs here.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
There are three dogs right by us.
Jesus Christ. Steve, you got, if I can do my math correct, 7 correct.
And?
Which is a lot.
Oh, good job, Steve.
Perfect 10? Yeah.
Pleasure. Also, please don't beat me up tomorrow.
My man, dude. Perfect 10. Okay. Let's go. Let's go Kraken.
Yeah.
I got distracted by the dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, I did too.
And welcome to the 50 Club, brother.
Thank you.
Let's go. Looks way better than you, Meg. Damn.
You'll understand that in about 5 years when you turn 50.
Oh, my God.
That was unhinged.
I forgot about that ending.
I did too.
I'm appalled at myself.
Also, it was very weird. As I'm being asked the questions, there's just I get people have their service animals or their emotional support animals, but all of a sudden there's just this dog walking by us in a Kraken jersey, and not like a dog Kraken jersey. Like, they found like a little jersey and they worked the arms into the sleeves and all that. It was adorable. And then two other dogs start barking, and I'm like, where are we at a dog pound or are we at a Kraken game?
We actually paid them to distract you so that you would lose in the game.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Rockaholics KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center. And that is this Sunday, by the way. Godsmack and Hailstorm are coming to town. And if you listen today through Thursday, we're going to give you a code word to text to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to the show. Today's code word is blood. Text the word blood to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to the Halloween Hullabaloo and get all the details at KISW.com. This morning, Steve Miggs, you shared something with Sarah and I that kind of impressed us.
Which blew my mind because it's really stupid. And you guys could not stop talking about how impressed you are that I could do it.
I'm still impressed. So what was it? We're going to tell you after AC/DC.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Steve Miggs, I feel like I've gotten to know you so well these past several months.
Yes.
There's a lot of new information that always, you know, ends up coming to light. And I learned something about you today that really impressed me. And it actually impressed Sarah, too. And she's hard to impress. She's a harsh critic.
I know. I mentioned it in passing. And I was just not complaining, but I was just talking about what my day was like after I got home from the Kraken. I was just like, boom, got home, dinner. Boom, I had to do this, I had to do that. And then I mentioned that I had to sew some patches on my daughter's shirt because she has a big induction ceremony tonight.
Now, what is the organization
it's
that
not,
she does?
It's not like the, it's like the Scouts, like a Girl Scouts thing, but they're called Adventurers. We are adventurers. I have had to hear this song play or Tatum sing it over and over and over for the last couple of weeks. She is so fired up to be an adventurer.
Is this Chris Ballew again?
It might as well be. It's basically like the Scouts, but through the church, and every Wednesday she goes and like does activities and stuff like that, and then they get patched. You know, it's like almost like a motorcycle club.
When they make a new achievement or whatever.
Yeah, and then they eventually get beaten into the club.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's not what happens. But so my wife's like, we got to put these patches on her shirt. Can you do that? Can you sew them on? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. And my wife was just like, I'm so thankful that you're here for this. And then you guys both acted like as if like this is like I'm like, you know, curing cancer. You're just like, wow, I'm so impressed that you can sew. And I'm like, I'm not a good sewer, but I feel like everybody should know how to sew.
Steve the seamstress.
Yes, seamstress Steve over here.
I love that.
Put a sharp thing into a piece of clothes, poke it through, and just keep doing it a bunch of times.
Whoa.
And actually, you know, it's stuck to the clothes. I don't think it's really that hard.
Yeah, can I just say, when we were so impressed, you weren't like, I think everyone should
know this skill. You were like, dude, it's not that easy. It's not that hard. You just put a string through the thing and then you just do it.
Yeah, I'm not making a full-on outfit. I'm taking something that's a patch and I'm just going to just put it on a sleeve. And I mean, you know, it's not that difficult.
Well, question, follow-up question. Did your seamstress abilities come to light when you started wrestling?
Because it was before that. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Tell us.
Oh, I have two answers. I have the answer I give to people if I know they're going to be super judgy and I don't really feel like dealing with it. I would say back, you know, when I played hockey a lot, my gear would get sliced by skates. So you had to figure it out. Otherwise, you're having to buy new gear. So I figured out how to sew it together.
Okay.
That's the less embarrassing version.
Good thing we don't judge in this room. So yeah,
this is a judgment-free zone, right?
Open up.
So when I was a kid, you know, I had my wrestling action figures. And I,
oh, my gosh.
And I like to make little outfits for them. So I learned how to sew outfits. And I would put them on my wrestling action figures.
Clearly, it's not a judgment-free zone.
Danny, you're not judging me.
No, not at all. That makes 100% sense to me.
You might be. I can see it in your eyes. You're laughing on the inside, but at least you respect me enough to not laugh out loud.
I'm more laughing because Taryn can't even speak right now because she's almost on the floor laughing at you.
Oh, my word.
How old were you?
I was like 33.
You know, actually, whatever age you were going to give, I was like, did he just not have friends?
I'm an adventurer. Okay.
A question. How big were these figurines?
Like a good, like, I don't know, 6 to 9 inches.
Okay.
If that didn't sound right.
It did not.
They were like the He-Man action figures.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The G.I. Joes.
They didn't come with their own clothes?
Well, some did, but sometimes I wanted different outfits for them. When I wanted, I have a Devil's jersey, so I made my own little New Jersey Devil's jersey, and I sewed it together. It wasn't anything good, but it was, like, you know, good enough.
Custom.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
But even me as a young little child, I was able to figure out how to sew on my own. I don't think it's that impressive.
Sarah and I have no skills in that department.
I can't work a sewing machine. I mean, that's just for pansies, right?
Yeah.
I get a lot of holes in my clothes, and I'm always like, babe, can you sew this up for me? And he does.
Someone just said, my husband can sew things as well. I cannot. It's kind of hot. I have a sewing machine that I've never touched.
Oh, it's so hot.
Even my wife will be like, sometimes, like, this button popped off of my dress or something like that. She's like, Could you do that for me? Could you fix it? I'm like, how is it that you can't? I mean, just put it where you want it. Wow. It's got holes. Just shove the needle through those holes and boom, button and sewed. I mean, I don't think it's that difficult.
If I was your wife, though, I would also leave it to the expert.
Oh, thanks. Same.
I wouldn't even try. It's not worth it. Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you'll win tickets to see Sasanta, which is Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle at White River Amphitheater coming up next year on June 7th. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call us up now if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if there's anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Sometimes you talk about the dumbest stuff, and then we get the support from the Rockaholics.
Uh-oh.
So I don't feel judged anymore, because a lot of Rockaholics have my back, other dudes that know how to sew, and their wife doesn't.
Whoa.
This is kind of funny. Someone says, I'm the same age as Steve. I think more men our age and younger know how to sew than women. I can hand stitch. I can crochet. I can't do that. But I can knit. I can use a sewing machine. I'm also a golf course mechanic by trade. I work on everything from weed whackers to $500,000 fairway mowers.
It's a handy man right there.
Another person said, the only people who should feel judged in that room are the ones who can't sew.
Okay.
Danny, can you sew?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried?
No.
It's not that hard. I could show you.
You know, I did see a photo of that patchwork that you did, though. I have to say, it was so-so.
Oh.
Show me that picture. You did not see a picture of it. Unless you're texting my daughter early in the morning to say, send me a picture of the patchwork. I'll show it to you. It's pretty damn great.
Mm.
I will say, though, that I did ask Steve recently to sew a patch on one of my jackets.
He did.
And he said his exact words were, no, I'm not that good.
And you're right. So
I thought, like, it was so easy, Steve.
Danny's like, hey, can you sew patches like onto a jacket? So I'm like, well, yeah, it depends. And then he wanted me to sew a giant back patch on his jacket. That little patch that I had to sew for my daughter took me nearly 45 minutes.
You'd have been there all night.
That would have taken me at least 2, maybe 3 hours to sew. And look, I love you, Danny, but not enough to sit at a dining room table sewing your back patch when there's someone out there that could probably do it in like 10 seconds.
Okay, that's fair.
So you can be that good, you just don't want to be for Danny.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Another person, I'm with you, Steve. I can sew. My wife can't either. That's from our buddy Joe Dredd. Another one said, I did the same thing with my G.I. Joe, Steve. Screw the haters, because I would sew little outfits for them.
Oh, that's just the cutest.
And then somebody also texted in and said that I think we had to learn how to sew a button in Army basic training. I remember learning to sew in junior high as well. It was basic life skills, Taryn Daly.
Literally, our puppy chewed a hole in the dog bed, and I was calling my mom like, hey, can you come over here and try to sew this hole up? I don't know what to do. My mom's like, you don't even have a sewing kit at your house? No, I don't.
No sewing kit,
no nothing. So I need my mom to come do it for me, as I've had her repair so many things over the years because I do not have these life skills.
Have you ever just thought maybe I could figure it out on my own? Like, no point in your life where you're like, you know what? I have this needle and there's string. I could just put it through the hole, tie it at the bottom, and then just keep going around and around and around until this thing is fixed.
I cannot do that. I'm not attempting to do it, but I can knit. I do know how to knit.
What? Okay, so you should be able to figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm not here to judge you, but I kind of am. Like,
I like the bigger, big needles.
Okay. Wow.
I'll make you guys some pot holders. You'll love them.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. Thanks.
And I mean, let me just say, my husband does a great job sewing.
What is this?
George sews too?
Absolutely.
This is hilarious.
And it's like, you know, why would I learn something when my man's doing it for me and he's doing a great job? Mm. Why do I need to know?
What if you're in a bind and something like tears that you want to wear? You couldn't just quickly patch it up?
No. And I don't have the tools to do that either. Like, I don't carry a sewing kit in my purse. I would just rock around with holes, you know? Mm. But like, why would I learn it if Bae does it for me? That's why your wife probably hasn't learned.
All right, well, you know, one day I might not be here, so she needs to have those kind of skills.
Wow.
Well, I'm a couple years older. Just looking out for the best interest.
God, a couple?
You're only 50, Steve. 50 is the new 40.
Okay, good.
Everybody knows that.
I'm hoping it's the new 30. I want to stick around for a minute.
Yeah, we got your back.
So you guys were talking about burgers earlier this morning. This past weekend, my wife and I went to Southern California. Before we left, we had a Dick's Deluxe. While in SoCal, we had an In-N-Out Burger.
Here we go.
The Double Double. And then we also had a Habit Grilled Double Char for funsies. We also had a Carl's Jr. Double Cheeseburger. Jeez. The results were, I like that he put them in order.
Oh.
Which one do you think came in at number one?
I bet he's going to say In-N-Out.
Wrong. Habit.
Habit. I've never had a Habit.
I have, but I've had it as, like, you know, they have the plant-based version. So I don't think it's fair of me to determine whether or not they have the best burgers, because, I mean, really, every fast food place that has plant-based, they all taste pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. You know, my favorite
but I've heard great things about Habit.
You know my favorite thing about Habit is their burgers are delicious. They also have a jalapeno bar.
Oh,
you're right.
Yes, it's so amazing. Like, you can put all the stuff on it if you want.
So this person said habit number one.
Okay.
Split decision on second. My wife leaning towards In-N-Out. Surprisingly, we found the Carl's Jr. burger to be a close competitor as well, and not a distant last. I also had 3 carne asada burritos, so I need to take a break from fast food. From John in Federal Way.
I love John.
I appreciate all the research that's been done. That's really impressive. Would you say that habit, though, is on the same like playing field as Dixon In-N-Out?
I feel like it's a different burger.
No, I think it's about the same. I mean, in terms of...
Maybe leaning closer to, like, In-N-Out. I feel like Dick's is just a different size.
It's still fast food, though. I mean, it's
no
like,
way, Danny, is
well,
it?
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, yeah, they're all on the same playing field, and that's why, you know, In-N-Out is the superior burger.
I disagree.
No. Dick's all the way.
No.
I went to Dick's over the weekend. It was fantastic.
I didn't say Dick's is bad. I'm just saying that In-N-Out is the superior.
It is funny when you say you like something, people just assume you hate everything else.
Yeah,
it's like I remember, I mean, I always thought Dick's was better than In-N-Out, but when I was in, like, you know, Eugene, Oregon, sometimes driving back to Washington, we would stop at the In-N-Out. I was never like, this sucks.
No, I love In-N-Out burgers, right, but right. The fries suck.
Okay. Not as good as Dick's, that's for sure.
I can't with you guys.
I know y'all are sports fans. Have you ever gone creative with a personalized jersey?
I haven't, but one of my buddies did, and I still love it to this day. He has a Mariners jersey. Shout out to Guillermo. And on the back of it, number 69 in the nameplate, Big Homie.
I love that.
Every time he wears it, it brings nothing but joy to my heart.
Well, you probably saw this guy yesterday, the one with the Kraken jersey that said, I hate job on Hooky Hockey Day.
If you were at the game, they showed him on the Giants screen. He was sitting like right by us, and he was just showing it off while crushing a beer in there, showing the back of the jersey. Just said, I hate job on Hooky Day, and everybody just started going crazy for it.
But that wasn't even the coolest one that we saw. We chatted with a guy rocking the greatest Kraken jersey ever yesterday, and you'll hear what it was at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday at the Kraken game, we had a blast. And we saw a lot of really cool personalized jerseys, of course.
It's always fun reading the jerseys and trying to make sense of some of them. Because some of them, like, I have no idea what the hell is going on, including this one.
There was one we spotted that was the most impressive customized jersey I've ever seen in my life.
Taryn, what's going on?
Well, I just met a rockaholic who has a custom Kraken jersey that says Geddy, Neil, Alex on the back, which are the members of Rush.
Primus, right? Primus.
Rush.
I know.
Yeah. R40, it's all, everything
oh
Rush.
Oh my God, yeah, this is the...
So yeah, it had the number 40, but above it had the letter, a little letter R.
Yes, and that was the final tour was the R40 tour.
I feel like no matter where we go, you will find a Rush fan and you will find Cougars.
Yes.
And you did both of those at the game yesterday.
Okay, so how much do I have to pay you to give me that sweater off your back?
I don't know if it's a matter of financial gain or what, but it's a true treasure to me, and I'm a massive fan just like you are. So I could make you one happen, but I got to keep this one.
That is honestly the coolest piece of sports memorabilia I've ever seen in my life.
It was really cool. I was nerding out.
I just thought, you're like, how much do I have to pay to get it to you? He's like, you know, we are standing right next to the team shop where they will do this exact thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you just go in there and pay face value.
It was pretty dope, though. That was very creative.
It was super creative, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the most recent jersey that you've acquired?
The Walter Jones one.
Which is kind of a custom jersey, yeah?
Yes.
Because... It didn't exist. You had to have it made.
Well, yeah. It was one of the throwback ones.
And yes.
Yeah, you had to like plug in the name and the number. It wasn't really that hard. You know, it wasn't like I didn't really go think outside the box when I was like, I want a Walter Jones jersey.
But you made it happen.
I did.
You manifested it, and it became a reality, Steve. It's very exciting.
But can we just say the highlight of the entire time that we were at the Kraken game? Danny, why don't you tell people?
So, at one point, we were hanging out, and Sarah and Taryn were very excited about going to get alcohol. And Steve, I looked at Steve, and Steve's like, yeah, I can't drink anymore. I got to drive all the way to Puyallup. You know, it's we hadn't had a drink since the start of the game. And I was like, oh, do you want to go to the team store? Because we had seen a a buoy squishmallow, and I was like, do you want to go see if they have one for Tatum?
Because we kept seeing them on the big screen. And yeah. If you don't know, they're a popular thing for like children.
Oh my
like,
God.
These like they're basically pillows, but instead of the face of whatever it is, whatever character it is kind of squished. So it becomes like this little pillow of whatever. And they made one for the Kraken. And they're these things are popular for children and apparently for adults like Sarah. So
we get to the team shop, and there is just a pile of these things.
An entire basket.
Like, yeah.
A ridiculous amount.
Yeah. So Steve gets it, pays for it, walk back to Taryn.
And the funny part is with this, though, is like, because I'm like, man, I'm going to have to drop way too much money on a nice gift for Tatum.
Yeah.
And not that it was cheap, but I thought I was going to have to drop like $40. It was $25.
Yeah.
I was like, this might be the best deal in the Kraken team shop. So I was like, got one. All excited. We walk back to see you two.
And Sarah's, first off, she just gets angry.
Well, first, no.
No, okay. Sorry.
First, she thought I bought it for her.
I got overjoyed.
So she pulls it out of my shopping bag and starts hugging, goes, oh my God, you bought this for me? And she wasn't being sarcastic.
No, she was 100%.
Because she was a little tipsy.
Well, and
I'm thinking, I did not buy this for you. I bought this for my daughter. And I was like, I'm not even gonna just be like, yeah, you know what I did? You're right, I'm an awesome coworker, friend.
Well, and then you said that, I thought you were joking.
And she starts walking away with this.
She's doubled down now.
And I'm like, I don't want her drunk ass like spilling something on this. So I'm trying to grab it back. And she's now starting to realize that I did not get it for her. And she would not let go. So now I'm having this awkward tug of war with an adult over a squishmallow.
Not just like, a squishmallow, buoy squishmallow.
A buoy squishmallow,
okay.
that I bought for my daughter. And I'm like, this grown woman is now mad at me because I don't want to give it to my 4-year-old daughter as a gift tonight.
Well, and then I tried to argue with you, like, Tatum is not going to appreciate this as much as I would appreciate this.
So then
Steve.
I say, Sarah, let's go back to the team shop. There's a pile of them.
Right.
Let's go.
We're like maybe 200 feet away from the team shop.
So we go.
And then as we're walking, all of us are walking in there, and I'm standing next to Sarah. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're right by the register. No problem. We get closer to the register, and I see Danny with the biggest smile on his face. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I think they're all sold out. And he thinks it's the funniest thing because he knows that she's going to have a meltdown.
It was the greatest moment.
And I'm like, no, there's no way. We just got back from the team shop like 10 minutes ago, and 10 minutes ago there was, I mean, I would say, easily 20 of these.
Yes.
If not more. And this is like second period. So I'm thinking, there's plenty. I'm like, no. They must be, they're probably on the other side. Go on the other side. There's none. So now they're sold out. And this woman is getting redder and redder and madder and madder. And I'm like, oh man, I think I need to leave before she steals mine from my child.
Tears are like, I'm like, I kept saying, I'm an adult, Sarah, don't cry, don't cry. And people were like passing me in the store and they're like, oh, excuse me. And I'm like, it's fine. I'm just about to have a meltdown. It's okay. It's okay.
So Danny's laughing. You're just kind of like thinking this is the funniest thing also. So finally, I'm like, I found somebody that works for the team. I'm like, is there any chance that you have any more of these in the back? The woman checks. She's like, I'm sorry, there's none in the back. And then there's like a shout out to the dude who like runs the lair. I don't know if he's the main guy, but he's like, hold on, let me go check upstairs like by the suite level and see it. And that dude, as he's going up there, I'm talking with the other lady. I'm like, you don't understand. If this girl doesn't get one, she's going to cry. And then the lady that worked at the lair goes, she wouldn't be the first. I'm like, what do you mean?
Right.
People have cried. She's like, well, she might be one of the first women. I'm like, what, dudes crying here? She's like, people get weird when they don't get the game pucks. Like the specific pucks for that game. Because they make like, you know, commemorative like souvenirs. And she's like, yeah, I've had guys like pretty much cry and yell and scream about not getting these pucks. I'm like, that's sad. And then at that moment, the guy came back. I don't know how fast that dude ran, but he ran really fast. He came down. I think he realized that we had a woman that was about to have a meltdown, and he found one for her.
It was like a knight in shining armor moment for me. It was like, oh, there he comes in with the buoy plush for me. And I was like, sir, I love you.
She barely was able to get a word out because that guy got away as quickly as possible because he knew that it was going to get awkward as soon as he gave it to her. He's like, here you go. Take care. Have a great day.
The real question, though, is did you and George sleep with Squishmallow buoy last night?
Yeah, and George loves it too.
Oh, perfect.
God. My man.
I woke up this morning. Apparently, Tatum crawled into our bed while I was asleep. I woke up, turned around. She's like lying right next to me. What does she have in her arms? The buoy squishmallow as well.
Okay, so she did appreciate it.
She was fired up about it.
A big hit.
All right.
There's a woman in Poulsbo that had to call the cops because her home was surrounded by over 100 raccoons. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And everybody say, what's up to our friend Ryan Castle, who's here this morning.
I mean, is it so on brand for Sarah? She's going to have a meltdown if she can't have a child's toy.
I know.
That's our girl.
But what about me?
Right.
What about, cares about my needs? What about what I want?
For the record, I did pretty good in the Kraken store.
You were crying.
I mean, if that's pretty good, I'd hate to see bad.
You don't want to see bad.
Like there were literal tears coming out of your eyes.
Yeah, that's true, but I was pretty quiet.
Yeah, that's fair. You were hiding in a corner waiting to unleash your anger and fury.
17 pink Whitneys she had before she went into the game.
I think that probably didn't help.
That made you a little emotional, I think. Hey, Kraken lost yesterday, 3-2. We were at the game. It was a blast meeting all the Rockhawks to the Blues. Highlight, Jordan Eberle is the captain. That's pretty awesome. But the real highlight, our friend John Ryan was in the crowd. They showed him on the big screen, and once he said he was on the big screen, he grabbed his beer and chugged it for the entire crowd to freak out about.
He's such a champion.
And speaking of the Kraken, they just did an extension with Joey Decord, their goalie. Five-year extension for $5 million, so that's pretty awesome.
A woman near Paulsbo called authorities after around 100 raccoons began to surround her home throughout the day, throughout the night, demanding food. But
give us food.
She had been feeding these raccoons.
Well, then she got what she had coming to her.
For 35 years without any issue, but about 6 weeks ago, they were breeding in her woods or whatever, and the population exploded. So deputies said that they were quite shocked by the swarm.
It's those Gen Alpha raccoons. Right, it totally is. They don't appreciate like the Gen Zers and the Gen Xers did.
But I think they were able to, you know, help the woman and help these raccoons. But yeah, moral of the story, don't feed them.
Also, Krabby Patty's now available.
Hey, as far as weather, 62 degrees, going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.